Hallo?
Hallo.
Hallo, das ist Thorsten,
Hi
Andreas.
Thorsten, Florian hier.
Ah, I hear. Florian. Only Germans? Sounds good like.
But Andreas is in the call and I have no echo. That's cool.
I will produce an echo for you. What can I do for that? I have here nice Windows DOS that's always doing update one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's unbelievable and a very nice operating system.
But that might be a pattern for next time. The first one that produces an echo has to write the minutes.
I don't want to write. Have we not some volunteer? I know that there may be one person that has not managed to write the minutes.
Yep, indeed.
He get into the call. Last time we had, we managed to get one of the volunteers. Ah, I don't see. It's the protocol. The minutes are they on the list? I don't see them.
No, I
Yes.
still didn't manage to check the minutes that Olivier produced
Yeah.
middle of April, and just mailed Jesus today for minutes of last call, but I hope to be able to do this over the weekend.
He has sent you the minutes or
Yeah, o Olivier has no.
the
Olivier has sent few minutes after the call already, and
yeah.
just one second. I maybe it's someone from the board on the line. Just one second.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is Olivier speaking.
Hi, Olivier.
Hi, Olivier.
This is Björn.
Hi.
Hey, Björn.
Hi, Björn.
Hi. Italo.
Ah,
hey, hello.
Okay, so I need a private request to Florian to get me to be heard.
Yeah, somebody set the conference to listen only. Just trying to find out the key press to unmute everyone.
Yeah, that was me probably, but I left because there was no one there. I left then and dialed in the new, so apparently it's stuck. This mode, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worry. Just need to find
I
out
was just
the
a bit too quick to press the buttons
evil
without hearing the message.
developer.
Push the button.
Let me see. I have written it down somewhere, but I just can't remember where. That's a bit annoying.
Conference manager is not able to start the conference.
Oh, he will be. He's just distracted because there is no echo from you, Andreas. Ah, here it is.
Let's start the conference with you.
So just one second, let me see if that works. Okay. Ah, now I have an echo. Fantastic. Cool.
Another echo.
Whatever. Okay, now it's gone. Okay, so maybe one or two more minutes till we start. Most favorite question. Do I need to ask it explicitly? Or do you all know what it's about? So, who hasn't in a long time? Michael did yesterday, so
Hello, everybody. Hello, Charles speaking.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
We're just finding out who is to write the minutes. Who didn't write them for the longest time? Olivier did the time before. Good question. Charles, when did you write the minutes the last time?
I wrote it not that time. I wrote it the time before, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, let me see. Minutes. Beyond it, and before. I think it's your turn, Torsten, if I'm not mistaken.
Fair enough. I will do that.
At least looking at the minutes from last time, it should be your turn. Yes, I'm sorry, but it's true.
That's not too bad.
Text to speech would be, or speech to text would be helpful. just a short note, not for the, for those minutes, for the minutes of the last two calls, Olivier sent them in time. I didn't manage yet to have a look, but I will try to do over the weekend. And for the last or for previous call, I'm still waiting for the minutes from Jesus. Gave him a ping today, but I hope to have them online soon. So sorry for the delay here. Okay, then let's make a start. So, Torsten, keeper of the minutes. I volunteer to be the session chair again. Then, who is in the call? We have Olivier, we have Torsten, we have Charles. Did I hear Italo?
Yeah.
Okay, we have Björn, we have Andreas, we have myself. Did I miss anyone? I have Olivier, Torsten, Charles, Italo, myself, and Björn and Andreas as deputies.
Yep.
Anyone missing? No. Okay. Then anyone representing anyone?
No.
Okay, then chair and deputy are both here, so we can have a quorum. We need at least four people in the call to have a quorum. We have five. That does. So we have five eligible voters for this call, if I'm not mistaken. That means we need three votes for approvals. Invitation was correct with a quorum. With regards to the previous calls and decisions, I just said it's my fault that they aren't online yet. Okay, so much for the formalities. Just quickly a note, because it dropped in today, first action item that I put on top is Hackfest. Based on the current Doodle poll and on a feedback from the city of Munich, we could do it the weekend from November 23rd to 25th. If there are no severe objections, I will announce the date. It's the date where most people had time, and it's still free with Munich. So if there is no compelling reason to not have it this weekend, I'd announce it.
Let me check if I can.
You have at least
Would that be a compelling reason? I mean,
it would. Unfortunately, I have no feedback from Michael. But I checked if you indicated availability, and you did.
Yeah, I'm pulling your leg. I'm available today.
Okay, perfect. So then I'll announce it. Maybe next week, because there's a public holiday tomorrow in Germany and people take a long weekend, so to reach out next week is best, I guess. Okay, so much to that. So you can book your reserve your schedules November 23rd to 25th, invited by the city of Munich, like we had last September. Okay, a quick update from the LibreOffice conference plannings. Unfortunately, I didn't have much time the weekend to talk with Jacqueline. She was there but arrived pretty late, so we didn't have that much time. I think we announced the date 17 to 19 October. Hello?
Hi, it's Michael. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem. Okay,
hello,
so then we have...
I will amend the list of attendances.
Six voters we do have. Michael, Hackfest November 23rd to 25th, any reason you cannot join or can announce that date?
Gosh, I need advance notice. What's going to happen then?
The Hackfest in Munich. I sent out a doodle poll a while ago and wanted to fix the date now. And I think you didn't indicate availability, but the date that works for most is November 23rd to 25th.
Okay.
Hackfest Munich.
I'll trot and check. Wait a second. Okay,
then.
I'll get on.
Florian?
Okay. Yeah?
Just one thing. So I amend the list of eligible voters, and I amend the list to we need 4 votes of approval.
Yep.
Correct?
We need more than 50. Yeah, we need 4 votes, indeed. Correct. Thanks. So, Michael, just shoot me an email when you know if you can, and as soon as I have a feedback, I will announce then. Okay. So, yeah, LibreOffice conference planning's not many news, but just got a ping by the guy from the from our host. Still don't know if we can disclose them in public, so I will meet them next week in Berlin, and then we can finalize details and hopefully announce. So, no news from that side, but we really should at least the German team coordinate and have a conf call soonish for CFP and so on in order to move the progress. Okay. Any questions on that?
No. Should I add something? I'm working on a conference organization system or tool. Because we need something for the call for papers and for the conference side. I try to make it with Plone and an add-on. I have set up a test site at a virtual machine of Document Foundation. Virtual machine number 5. If someone wants to join, no problem. It's Plone and Python. If someone wants to hack with me.
Indeed, thanks a lot, Andreas, for that. Andreas has been working behind the scenes a lot to have a conference system up and running. So sorry I forgot, and big thanks to you for managing this.
One finished.
Just a quick question.
Yeah, but
that's
you're working live, on that.
Because I can't access that at the usual port 80.
It's port 9000 or 1990 or something like that, I guess.
Yeah. 1990, yeah.
I see.
I can, yeah. I send
just
the link to the list.
Just to have the minutes. To have that in the minutes, no worries.
Okay, yeah.
It's just to confuse corporate firewalls.
You're selling the 23rd to the 25th, fine. Where is it?
Munich.
Okay.
November 23rd to 25th. Okay, then I will announce early next week. If there is nothing else in the queue, maybe Italo, any objections announcing Monday
no.
or so? Okay,
no.
Then I will do. Perfect. Cool. Okay. Then let's move on. A list of open tasks. I grouped everything we have there. The first one would be the topic that we had, that Torsten and I discussed, the warrants for these 4 tasks. I think we should skip it for the moment, since I guess nobody has a real proposal yet, or do you have something already, Torsten? I think we should work on some concrete proposal.
Let me have a look. That probably, that sounds like something we could probably do on the list and prepare a bit in advance. So my suggestion on the list was to approve a budget for the operations, which means domain names, servers, server renting, bandwidth, whatever IP ranges.
Infrastructure in general.
Maybe call it that. That would probably require you to come up with a budget. Just take what we spend a month and multiply that by 12 and add some headroom and then get bulk approval.
Mm-hmm.
And for what I do, it would probably be nice to have about €100 general spending on whatever random office supplies or whatnot available.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes sense to roll that into a proper proposal and vote on that either on the list or next week.
Are there any other areas that we need to urgently cover by that? Just recalling from the previous calls, it was mostly Torsten, we're requesting stuff, and I think it could ease things a lot if we don't have to vote on €5.80 or so.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I think it's obviously the right thing to do. That's my take.
Yeah. Okay, then. Torsten, then we coordinate, draft a proposal, send it to the list, and we can always extend it if there's a need for other areas where this occurs.
Yeah, makes sense to me. That's at least what I think, fixing the most urgent problems, and then we see what else needs fixing.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Dan, second one, I think I can sum it up myself after I got an email from Andreas today, but still capital stock investment. So to recap, last time we had, or call before, we had an offer from a bank, but they had the condition that everyone would access to the bank account, could do a full transfer, which we don't want for the capital stock since it's basically not moved. And just today, Andreas sent an email to our home bank in Pforzheim, where we have also our daily account, to ask for a specific offer. They have sent us something, but it was a rather weird combination of various options, and we wanted just a plain and simple account, to a savings account for the capital stock. Is that so far correct, Andreas, Björn?
Yes, because we want to have a bank account that could not share the capital, could not send to another account without signing from more than one member.
Yeah.
Maybe from the whole board, or only from more than two. One.
Let's make it two or something. The whole board and exceedingly.
At least not just one person.
I asked for the whole board, but maybe if they come up with three or four person, then I think it's also very safe.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so any questions?
If more people look into that, so that we can parallelize this. Björn, I think you were looking into that as well.
Yes, the info about that the ABC Bank did only allow one person to be executing or being able to execute a loan was from me. So, but what do we want to parallelize here? I mean, we now have only the Volksbank offer. So,
I don't know. Ring up Hamburger Sparkasse and ask for an offer.
Yeah, I can do that.
Honestly, I think let's wait for the offer from our home bank, because it's
okay.
At least my take. It's really just a very small amount of money that those offers vary, and if we have a good offer from our home bank, let's keep the money there. It's really about some euro per year that makes a difference, probably. So I'm really not. I really don't think it's worthwhile to pursue calling a dozen banks and ringing them up.
Right.
So at least that's my take. If we have a good offer from our home bank, let's keep it there, and it's okay. Okay. Next thing we have is insurances. Not so much news, actually. So for the liability insurance, still waiting for an offer. Torsten and I have come up with a text where we explain what we do, basically, and waiting for an offer. For the D&O, Directors and Officers Insurance, we have one offer since March or something like that. And just recently, with our membership for the German Head Association of Foundations, another offer came in. What I would like to propose is, since I guess nobody else is looking into that, that we now approve a budget for the insurance, because the current offer we have ends this Saturday, and then Torsten and I, or whoever has time, can coordinate on that and sign the agreement either with the current offer that we have, or maybe if the offer from the head association is better, taking their offer. That's what I would propose.
Yeah, sounds sensible. Unless, I don't know. I don't want to exclude anyone into looking after that. But on the other hand, I think we need to decide on that rather sooner than later.
Yeah. So, Torsten, shall we just ask for approval of the sum of money that the most expensive offer from the D&O offer that we already have would cost? So we have some air to breathe and can always sign a cheaper agreement if possible?
I would support that, yes.
I think that was €2,000 per year plus taxes, if I'm not mistaken. So let me check. I have it here. Just we have a rough idea. So then you and I, we can coordinate and then let's say sign on Friday or so.
Florian?
Yeah.
I think the first question is how much the insurance sum should be.
Yeah. That's something I think we should coordinate. I'm undetermined, but if we have no better feedback, I would go for the highest sum, just to be on the safe side. That's why I would approve that.
Yeah.
The cost. Sorry.
The cost. If you go for another insurance, then we should do there the same.
Yeah, it was a different combination what they had, but I didn't manage to read yet.
Okay.
I will try to check tomorrow, and then maybe we can have a short call on Friday, and then sign one or the other offer, just so we have something. I don't want to delay further.
Yep.
So then the approval I'm asking for is that at the discretion of let's say, Torsten and myself, to sign the D&O insurance with a maximum annual fee of €2,320.50, that would be, I guess.
Could you repeat the number, please? I'm slow with
typing. So it's 1,950 plus taxes, and I guess the usual 19% apply.
Yeah.
That for the ease of use, let's say €2,500, just to have some air to breathe. For 1 year, I think it's the easiest.
Yeah. Like a run around some.
Yeah. So any questions from anyone before we vote? Was it the request clear?
It's quite a lot of money, but if we have to spend it, we have to spend it.
Yeah. Okay, so then let's have a vote on spending up to €2,500, including taxes, for the D&O insurance. So, Olivier?
Okay, yes.
Torsten?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Italo?
Yeah.
Yes from myself and Michael.
Yeah.
Make 6 out of 6 approved. Maybe just for your information, a short look at the budget. Well, let's do it later in the call when I have some time. Okay, insurances. Travel reimbursement policy. Torsten.
Yes, I sent out the two documents earlier today. What I would ask the board is to approve the TDF travel reimbursement policy as our current travel reimbursement policy. Of course, subject to improvements and changes and whatnot in future board meetings. How much is that, I think, or are there open questions?
Then let's have a vote. Okay.
Okay, so the motion is then to approve the travel policy sent out today to the board discuss list, as is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Olivier?
Yes, I agree.
Torsten?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Italo?
Yes.
+1 from my side, and Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, 6 out of 6 approved. So, if you give me 1 second, you also get a up-to-date budget, just putting in the recent numbers. It's still very much in balance, So as of today, with the planned in reserve of 15,000 euro and all the recurring fees calculated in, we still have a budget of 13,600 euro for the rest of this year, which is rather good, I think. So should give us some air to breathe. We still should do some more dedicated fundraising, but everything in good values at the moment. Okay. There we are. Just a quick note about the stamps. Nothing to vote. Thorsten, did you manage to get the image so we can finally produce them? Because I could need them.
Yes, I was just distracted by many other things, but I was even putting final touches on them earlier this week. It's just, I don't know, getting this done, mailed out, all of the stuff.
Yeah.
Should we already? Let's not do that. Let's wait for the budget approval, budget approval next week or next week, and I can bankroll that if necessary.
I guess nobody will object if you just order it. It's a small amount of money, so I would simply propose if nobody cries out loud.
I don't know what kind of stamps I want to order.
Ah. Yeah. We will find a way. No worries.
Incidentally, one of the things that would really help Tor Lilquist with his development effort on Android is having a tablet of his own.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something people would approve? I think it would be something like a, I don't know how Android tablet is.
Generally, if it helps, I don't have big objections. I mean, we also have a lot of money at SPI, for example, so
yep.
I guess it would be wisely spent in that case. Definitely.
So a Galaxy Tab, it's about $500, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So, from my side, would be okay.
Okay,
of course.
So the motion is...
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah.
The motion would be then to spend up to $500 getting Tor a Android tablet.
Yeah, I think that we can, as an organization, we can probably apply for special prizes from someone.
Yeah, I mean, I think Google would... we've tried to get it from Google, but with one thing or another... I think it's probably better to just buy it and expense it.
The only question is maybe, Thorsten, you know, I guess it's better to do it via SPI? It's probably easier, or...?
No, we can do that. It adds some slightly more effort to the accounting, but no worries. We will get this anyway going forward. There's no objections from my side. I would just probably amend to the motion to read... spend up to 500 euro for acquiring Android tablet or TDF, and then we give that to Tor or whoever needs it.
Yeah, because we have to keep it in our accounts then, indeed.
Yeah. But okay, sure. So that's the motion. Okay. Shall we vote?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so what's my list? Olivier?
Yes.
Thorsten?
Yep.
Charles?
Yes, but I have a question. Is the $500 here, sort of carved in marble, or...?
It's up to you. Let's see. If we can get a cheaper one, then that's great.
No. All I'm saying is that when I look at the prices, sometimes you aim more for, like, $700. You know, so
really?
I'm just saying,
Wow.
Well, let's...
But I think that we can get it from a distributor.
Okay.
With a discount, I think. I mean, I can probably get it.
So you can get quite a reasonable Motorola Zoom for 300, for 500. I think it's a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Thorsten, didn't we meet Samsung reps at CeBIT?
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Galaxy Tab is about 500 euros, so...
Yeah, and at the moment they have... at Aldi, they have one for $399.
Yeah. I would leave it at the discretion of Tor what he needs. He may know best what he'd like to test or how large or small it should be or what features it should have. So maybe it's best to ask him and then grab one according to the specifications.
So should we amend the motion or leave it at 500?
I think 500 is fine.
Okay, so...
It's not going to be a while.
Then we
Are you approving that then?
Charles, are you approving?
Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Italo?
Yeah.
I approve as well, and Michael?
Yep.
Okay, 6 out of 6 approved. Great. Okay. Then,
Okay, so I'm totally out of order. We can probably cancel the previous vote. Tor has just got one. Candy's managed to find some money. And yesterday. So look at that. I'm just obsolete before I even start.
Anyone else needs a tablet? No.
I have one.
So let's scratch that from the record.
Okay. That's what's called wishful thinking, I guess. Okay, so just a question. Putting the advisory board and the EC on the website, I think this was your task, Michael. Any news on that? Could you
Can you say that again? I was just telling Tor. What's the story?
Putting online the members of the advisory board and of our engineering steering committee.
In grief. No, I haven't done it. Nothing done, as you can see.
Did you maybe try to ping the website list for us?
Idling.
I know, you're bored all day.
I'm sleeping. No, I haven't.
Give them a ping. Maybe someone can help out.
Okay. Michael, I can help you, but we need some text, some messages for the people on the site.
I think we should probably just put their names and logos.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we have something, then they can enhance it if they want, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we can mail the list saying, is it okay, you know, ask after the fact, is it okay to have your licenses here, if not, shout. Your logo's here, rather.
Yeah, they won't sue us.
Yeah.
Relax with that. Okay, anyone from the membership committee here by any chance in the call? No. Membership committee? Anyone listening? Okay, I have to write them again. The problem is, just to point it out, is that we still, in the membership renewal form, link to the very much out-of-date bylaws, and we should change the link to the statutes. I don't want to do it on my own because I don't want to interfere with the work process of the membership committee, but I will send them another email to change that so people agree to the right text. And talking about that, Charles, I'm terribly sorry, didn't manage to read your draft yet. I'm just didn't have no time. I have it here in my mailbox, but didn't manage yet.
No worries. So, Florian, are you then running after membership committee for that? Or?
Yeah, I'll drop them a note to change it. I can also change it, but I want at least their approval, so I don't change the form and they have other workflows. That would be not good. Okay. So actually for the last item didn't manage to compile a quote. Let's do a vote over the list for that. Just as a note, we want to host an Appen weekend again this year, and luckily the famous Linux Hotel in Essen still has some free seats. I don't have the exact quotes. I think it was about for the whole weekend €50 per person, something like that. Plus travel fees, but as soon as I have a list of who wants to join from our appens and how much it costs, I will run a vote because I would like to have that funded from TDF budget to have a working meeting to run some infrastructure stuff. But no, some at the moment, so I will run it through the list. Okay. Anything else for the public part of the call?
Not for me? No.
Okay. So just let me quickly call out all the names to see if everybody's still there. So Olivier?
Yes.
I heard Thorsten, Charles?
Yes.
Italo, I'm here obviously, and I guess Michael's here as well.
Yep.
Björn, Andreas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Private call?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. To me.
Okay. Okay. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.